A reading from the book of Exodus. At the top of Mount Sinai, the Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them. And of you I will make a great nation." But Moses implored his God and said, "O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, 'I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster he planned to bring on his people." The word of the Lord.
God,
A reading from a letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for the building of the body of Christ, until all of us are come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of full stature of Christ, the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. As Jesus walked along, he looked intently at a man named Matthew, who sat in the tax collector's booth. He said to him, "Follow me." Matthew got up and followed him. Now, later that day, Jesus and his disciples were at dinner in Matthew's house with Matthew's friends, tax collectors and sinners. When the scribes and the Pharisees saw this, they said, "Why does this teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus overheard them and he said to them, "A healthy person does not need a doctor. A sick person does. Go now and learn the meaning of these words. I want mercy and not sacrifice. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord.